Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I always enjoy this time of studying the Word of God together with you. I know the Lord meets with me as I study His Word, and I know He wants to meet with you as well. The Lord wants us to be in His Word because He knows it's the best thing, the best guide for our life. And so that's why we always go to Him in prayer as we begin our studies. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, what can we say? We're just so grateful to You for Your Word. We're thankful, Lord, that You give us the opportunity to know who You are, what You're about, Your ways, You're about Your Son Jesus as we study together. And we know that Your Holy Spirit is our teacher, and so we ask that You would guide us into all truth by Your Spirit today. You'd empower us to live according to Your Spirit today. And Lord, that our lives would be a pleasure, a blessing to You as we study Your Word and live it out before You. We bless You. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Why Was This Ointment Not Sold? It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 5. John the Apostle wrote how Jesus 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom He raised from the dead. There they made Him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with Him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped His feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then said one of His disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray Him. And in chapter 12 and verse 5 of his book, John shared how Judas Iscariot asked the following question, where we read, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? The verse reads, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence? John began with the words, Why was not this ointment? Which means, for what reason and cause was the ointment of spikenard Mary used to anoint the feet of Jesus not sold for 300 pence or disposed of as merchandise for the price of 300 denarius? John shared how Judas questioned why the valuable ointment was not sold for 300 denarius and distributed in the following way. The verse goes on to say, and given to the poor. John continued with the words, and given, which means, and bestowed upon, granted to, furnished, and supplied to the poor, or to people who were reduced to begging, destitute of wealth, afflicted, and helpless. John shared how Judas wondered why the precious ointment was not sold, and the proceeds going to people who were destitute and in need. When we meditate upon John's words in this verse, we see how Judas thought he had a better idea as to how to spend the resources Mary had saved. Mary was spending her valuable asset upon Jesus, and Judas thought it was wasteful. God loves people to worship His Son Jesus by pouring out their valuables upon Him. And when one stops to think about it, they're really only giving back to Jesus what He has given to them. Jesus came to be spent for all of mankind, and because He loves abundantly, He gave abundantly as He yielded up His life on the cross so people could be saved. Although people may criticize the person who pours out and spends their life worshiping Jesus, those who are wise will understand how valuable Jesus is and pour out their ointments upon Him, regardless of how others view their worship. Next time, John shares how Judas said this, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,